Now, there's something they call, in the U.S. they call it the artificial horizon. You know what that indicator is there? Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yep, I know exactly what that is.
All right, now here's the question. That in the U.S., what we display is the plane is fixed in the center, and the horizon moves in relationship to the fixed plane. Now think about that. You could also display it, and other countries' instruments do this. The horizon is fixed, and the plane moves sideways or up or pointed up or down. It's interesting. Can you imagine the confusion of being trained one way and seeing it a different way?
Oh. That sounds like a nightmare of confusion that I don't want to deal with.
Yeah, that's what they're blaming this one airplane disaster on. That, you know, a guy had been trained, gosh, I don't know, and then he was flying a Russian airplane or jetliner or whatever you want to call it, and the instrument display there, they rotate the plane on the screen.
You would think that they would just standardize. I mean, these are airplanes we're talking about, you know? Airplanes still use AM for communication. You'd think that there would be a standard. There's a standard for communication, which is AM. Why not a standard for instruments? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, well, my trivia question for Jay is that I'm trying to figure it out. I don't have the answer. Is when they have what they call a heads-up display, or it's projected onto their goggles or their windshield or their helmet or whatever, which would be easier for the brain to figure out, that the horizon is moving or that you are moving in relation to the horizon? I don't know.
I would say the horizon's moving because, now that I think about it, you got a good question there.
Yeah, I guess I like the way the U.S. does it, where they project a simulated horizon, and as you would do it it's interesting as how you train your brain, I guess.
And that's interesting. I have a friend who's a pilot. I will throw that question at him and see what his thoughts are.
Okay, well, so much for AM and FM communications theory and airplanes trying to fly by instruments theory. Well, what technical questions could I come up with? Anyhow, with that, I'm going to let you drive ACADG while I ponder this question.
Yeah, follow that, Mr. Jim. And you should see the APRS for the work vehicle again. I got that going this morning. 73 and 8 DMH mobile. Hey, DMH mobile.
KDIS, where are you seeing with
the White Owl? White Owl. Hey, DMH mobile.
Hey, DMH, how you doing?
Oh, we're trying to not die here on US 31.
Yeah, I'm down on 113 here. Coming up to 37, I'm going by the school here. Coming up to 37, it's pretty bad.
Oh yeah, it's not fun. I gotta go to Holland after my Petoskey visit today.
I was just talking on the phone with a guy at work, and they had a group call. One of them's heading down to Grand Rapids, but he said it's pretty quiet down on 46. But yeah, that's a longer haul than what I got. I'm down to 25 mile an hour, though. I can only see maybe 100 yards in front of me.
Yeah, it was like that for a little bit on my trip north, but right now it's, I can see, but man, the roads are real slick.
Yeah, I have to go. Whereabouts are you at? Are you in Petoskey?
I'm halfway between Charlevoix and Petoskey right now.
They got me scheduled to go to Elk Rapids today, and then all the way up to Omena, Northport area. So I'm like, man, I don't know. That's going to be able to have deliveries. I got one near Springfield Roofing, and then a couple in Traverse City. Four more.
That there was a bridge that went between the two peninsulas now. Or not the two, but between, at least between Leonon and 31.
Oh, I already do. Boy, it's really bad here. Wow. Yeah. Visibility's bad. Yeah, I always go up there and then back over across. So, all right, well, I'm going to jump off here because it's getting worse. I'm at 37. I can't see. I had to clear my wipers here. So, be careful, dude. KDYS.
All right, sounds good, man. You be safe out there. We'll be out here for a little bit longer. And then we'll be heading south. Catch you later. NAZMH Mobile.
KDYS Mobile.
Morning, Ryan.
Well, I was listening to you and Drake earlier, and it has at least stopped snowing here in town, but it's blowing still, so how's it up where you are?
Well, I just left Traverse City over by Lear and the airport. And I've made it up to, I'm just north of Acme here, coming up to my next stop. It's still pretty much the same, low, low, low visibility, and blowing. They just said on the radio, like, 45 mile an hour gust, so, yeah, it's not great. So, then I gotta go all the way to Omena, so, north of Omena. Very much fun.
Now, slow and steady will win it, so be careful. But, yeah, it's, well, it looks like it's back to snowing a little bit here again now, but I can at least, when the gusts aren't happening, I can see down the road at least a quarter mile, so that's way better than it was. But, yeah, my two cross townships this morning, I was thankful that people were using their four-ways for a minute because, yeah, there were some pretty good gusts. I don't usually feel gusts of wind in a Prius, but today was one of those days where I could. Not enough to affect me, but enough to make me not need the coffee I brought with me.
It's about 20,000 pounds here, so that'll be a lot better. Going up to Omena when you got weight, so I'll make the track. But if I was as light as, I got about 5,000 pounds in right now. I had to deny the last stop because they weren't plowed out. I'm not getting stuck, so. Yeah, on the way down 113 this morning, it was probably 10-foot visibility or less. Oh, now it stopped snowing, so. All right, well, I just figured I'd holler out, see if anybody was out there listening. We're going to be hanging in there. We'll catch you after a little while, all right? KDYS.
All right, sir, keep it moving, and stay safe. looks like we got another little bit of break in the precipitation here, so hopefully that's blowing your way. K-A-T-Y-S, N-A-C-N,
73. W-8-F-I-K, Tom here. Good morning.
Hey, DMH Mobile, Petoskey.
Well, how's the roads in Petoskey? We are, roads are clear and full speed here in Indian River. Is that SPW?
All I'm going to say is, you don't want to be here. The wind is something fierce, snow's drifting and blowing all over the place.
Well, I got sun shining. Roads are clear. I'm doing 55 on 68 westbound. And aside from a little bit of wind now and then, the snow is so light it's blowing it right off the road.
Yeah, Petoskey and Emmett County in general is, mostly Petoskey area is just a nightmare. There's been several accidents and slide-offs. The wind is really going. The sun is trying to come out, but the snow, it's all just, it's just this big old, yeah. That was a really, really bad accident on 131 at Williams Road, and it sounds like they cleared it up, but they had the entirety of 131 shut down. It was a head-on.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing is, uh-oh, we got a house fire with injuries. Police, fire, right near the winery here on 68. I gotta slow down here and see what's going on. Oh no, we have a car in a tree in the ditch. Multiple cars. Oh, that ain't good. 3-car accident. There's one in the ditch, hit the tree, all the airbags are gone. It doesn't look good. Ambulance on scene.
Yep. I was at Emmett County Jail, and this project today ended up getting canned for the day because the automation guys aren't coming up, so there's not a whole lot else we can do, so we're going to wait until I get back from Holland. Yeah, so I have to go to Holland today in this. Anyway, this Toyota in front of me doesn't know what a lane is. Come on, buddy. There you go. Look at that. You figured it out. Anyway, it's, oh, shoot. Yeah, I was in the control room at the jail, and when it all started popping off, it was about 3 to 5 minutes of constant fire EMS pages and Central basically telling people to shut up because there wasn't enough air time to send out even more pages.
All righty. Well, we got spots of the road that are uncomfortable, but not bad. I don't know what caused that accident back there, but the roads are clear. Somebody had to have done something stupid. Bad thing is, there's always innocents that were doing well wind up getting dragged into somebody else's stupidity. Sure hope they're okay. Looks like they hit the snow bank first, and that probably slowed them down quite a bit before they hit the trees. So snow banks there were about 4 feet. It was a small SUV.
That's a lot better than hitting it at speed. If you hit the tree at about 25, the airbags are going to go off anyway. So, They had to be doing at least 25.
Making the curve here where you got the Baptist Church down the hill. And the wind is blowing across here, and boy, I'm sure feeling it in my van. We got some good winds. Just getting ready to come up on the Kubota dealer.
There you go. Going by Blackbird Boulevard or Road or wherever that is. I'm on 31 now. Heading towards Charlie Box. Oh, man. It's pretty iffy over here.
Well, we're heading into the hospital for a checkup for Christy, and I got to get an ultrasound that's just a checkup on my neck. I had half my thyroid taken out about 2 years ago. So once a year they want to take a look at the other half. Fun and games getting old. Keep the alternative, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say that beats the alternative. Wow. It's a lot of snow drifting over here on the, going by, that housing complex along 31. Just by the, fire station / EMS building.
Yeah, our appointment ain't till 12:30, the first one, so they want you to get there 12:15 or something like that. So we should easily make our appointments. Well, the nice thing is the shopping will be good because there won't be many people in the stores. My only concern is I sure hope the radiologist made it into work to do the ultrasound. Hi.
Yeah, that would be a bit of a bummer if they didn't make it in. So anyway, all right, Shannon, I'm gonna let you go. It's getting a little bit more squirrely over here, so I'm gonna try to not die and make it back to Traverse. And ETMH mobile.
All right, good luck, be safe. Never need it. You can always call if you need a ride, if something happens. I'm just sitting home doing mini projects right now. Actually went through a lot of old paperwork the last few days. Been meaning to do that for a while. Coming into Atlanta. Winds are picking up. Be safe, sir. KSPW.
And ATMH mobile. And ATMH mobile, unfortunately.
W8REJ.
Well, Rob, it is not a good day to be out and about.
Well, maybe that's why I'm in the basement. Is it still blowing pretty good out there?
It's chilled out a little bit now, but it was real bad earlier up towards Charlevoix, Petoskey area.
Yeah, well, here on the shores of beautiful Crystal Lake, it's been really nasty. We've I think it's been around 45, 50 miles an hour at times. It's really bad. In fact, we have vent for our decorative gas stove in the living room. It's on the north side of the house, and when it blows like this, it gets packed with snow and ice, and it puts out the pilot lights, so I have to go out with buckets of warm water and dump it over the grill, and then that way I can restart the stove. That's done that way twice today. It hasn't been like that in several years, so I got to get somebody over here to put a windscreen up there somehow. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understood there. It's coming up the hill from the airport there, 31. Well, it's all sorts of accidents up in Emmett County. I was at the jail working on the camera system again, but we finished up a little earlier today because the automation guys didn't show up. But anyway, I think there were two head-on accidents, I think. There may have just been one. But it's real ugly along 131. People going off in the ditch and all this sorts of stuff. It's just been a nightmare. And now I'm hearing that there's a big old pileup on 196 down near GR, closer to Hudsonville. And unfortunately, I have to go down that way today. I got to go all the way to Holland.
Oh, man, that's nuts. They don't pay you enough to do that. I realize you feel obligated, but common sense kicks in here once in a while, you know.
Well, it was last time they sent me down that way, and I said, no, I'm not doing that. It's supposed to subside tomorrow, but I don't know. We'll see. I may end up just taking 31 all down that way instead of taking 131 over to 196. I hate going through Grand Rapids anyway, so it takes a little longer, whatever.
Yeah, I can't imagine it being any better than what you got right now, and that's too dangerous. I would, seriously, I would just, I'd call them and say, it's too nasty. My life is worth more than what you're paying me for a trip down there today.
Right, it's something special out here, man. When I was driving between Petoskey and Charlevoix, it's like somebody put those snowmakers at the fields right on the side of the road and just pointed it right at the road.
Yeah, I understand that. I used to have to do that when I was a cop. I was down in Kalamazoo, and every once in a while they'd have a big pile up there on 94 between Kazoo and Battle Creek. So. Yeah, I know of what you're speaking. It's nasty down through there, and it's not safe. If you don't have to be out there, stay home. I'm sorry. It's just too bad. They can wait a day.
Yeah, I mean, so far the road is okay. On 31 South, it's real windy, and the snow is blowing all over, so visibility is subpar at best at times. But, I mean, the roads aren't too terrible. It's just the idiots that aren't turning their headlights on so you can see them.
Yeah, W8REG. Yeah, I understand that. I really do. And it's some people just scare me. They scare me a lot. And I'm almost 80, so I don't go out there anymore if I don't have to. I don't want to be an endangerment to anybody else, so go ahead.
I understand what you're saying. You just don't want to be part of the statistics. That's the issue, is after something like this, there's always a statistic, and you don't want to be part of that statistic.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, when I was young and dumb and newly married, I promised my wife that I wouldn't go before she did. Damn.
That was your first.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a wonderful thing being married as long as we have. It's great. So, anyway, I'm gonna let you get both hands back on the wheel there. So you take care and take an old man's advice. Make a phone call. W8REJ. I'm clear. God bless you.
Sounds good, Rob. Enjoy the day and. Enjoy the wind, I guess. I don't know. 73. W8REJ and 8BMH mobile.
KC8VSU.
Well, has it been nice and quiet today, Toby?
Very nice and quiet, except when I had to go out to the store. Coming home was a whole nother adventure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's ugly up near Petoskey, Charlevoix area. I'm just going by Karen Highway here, and it's windy, and the roads are a little slick, but I've experienced worse. It's a fun time.
Oh, I know. I went to the grocery store, it was fine. Came home, no spots, going home. I had my headlights on.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it's, oof. It's not fun out there, out here. But we're making the trek.
Yeah, there's a lot closing up like crazy. NMC's closing, and, like, some of the businesses are closing down. So windy and nasty, you can't even see. Now here, it's okay. I see the field, but before, when it was so windy, you could even see to the shed.
Wow. Yeah, it must be real windy. Either your antenna or the repeater antenna is flopping all over the, is flopping in the wind, because your signal is kind of coming and going with the wind.
Let me switch radio.
And it's the Unmobile.
Oh, hey, that guy.
Hey, it's better now. I can see down the road.
Bye-bye. You know, there's something wrong with the repeater, because I'm getting a lot of heterodyne sound.
Oh, that's just me.
It's Joe's fault.
Yeah, I used to have a friend calling for forever. He said it was nasty in those where there's no trees or anything on 31. You used to have a fun trip in down Traverse territory.
Lovely. I'm just rolling in now, crapping. Man, whenever there's no trees along the side of the road, the wind's just ripping. Holy crap. It is something else, man. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just playing with an AI after Toby said heterodyne, and I'm like, okay, so is every other regular transmission through a traditional transceiver that uses an exciter and then an amplifier technically a homodyne? And from what I'm reading, it looks like it could be considered that.
Oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, no. I'm going to tell you this much. I think tomorrow morning, if the weather's good, I've got to be out snow blowing. I mean, I got a snow trip in front of the truck, and oh yeah, I'm going to have so much fun tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to have fun. We've been bouncing around all day today downtown here, and it's pretty crazy. I talked to Ryan a couple times. He's had the circle tour, and Drake's been up north, and now you're going where, Drake? Roscommon or something?
Huh. That doesn't sound promising.
Repeat your transmission. Joe walked all over you.
And it was fun, too.
Oh, he enjoys doing that. Saying that, I would love to see how it is down in Holland, but from what I understand, it's still not good. Since they've got that pile up on 196 there near Hudsonville. So, that's not promising.
Yeah, I know. Beta even pulled in the truck. Beta's not running due to the whiteout. They're going to emergency beta link if available.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, usually they just bound through everything, but man, sorry for walking all over you, Drake. I needed to get my steps in. So, but yeah. Interesting out there for sure. I gotta go start the other car. I'm gonna go pick my mom up from the hospital. She's getting out today, and
it's easier for her to get in and out of the other vehicle, so I'm going to do a quick switcher. So count me out for a bit. And ATM.
Okay. I'm just going through the traffic light here in Elk Rapids, and it's real windy here. Which makes sense, because there's not a whole lot of trees. And, man, if it wasn't cold, it'd be a heck of a day to go surfing on the water.
Oh, I know. Those potholes, as you're going south after the bridge, there's a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, I found those. I hit those once, and I said, I'm, gonna not do that again.
I know. I'm talking about some of the big things. Yeah, slows people down, though. Well, I hope you have down today. I hope you wait till the lights up, because I don't think you've got the good shot down 131.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go that way. I might take 31 south, but that's probably also going to be equally as bad.
Yeah, 131 was bad this morning north of Calcab. I mean, cars in the ditch up there.
Yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. Oh, man. Oh, all the snow's starting to pick up here south of Elk Rapids. Oh, fun.
Okay, Drake, I'm going to let you go so you can get both hands on the wheel. You're getting into those open spaces. Just be ready. We'll talk to you later. AEMH, KCAVSU, 73.
Okay, we'll catch you later, Toby. AEMH Mobile. For those that need to know, it is basically a whiteout. 31 north and, around 31, just going by the 31 liquor store and the builder's building here. Full on whiteout. Any ELH mobile. Any ELH mobile.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Toby.
You still have south?
I stopped at my place for a quick bite to eat, and I'm headed south now. I'm on Hammond. I'm going to stop at the shop real quick, but then after that, I'm heading south.
Okay. What's the car pile up on 196?
Yeah, meet me over on 35. You're all noise. Yeah, you're all noise. Meet me over on 35.
This is KDA-KCV, test to see if the radio is back on the air. It appears like I'm tripping the repeater. KDA-KCV clear.
KDA-KCV mobile.
No.
This is bad, man.
No, no. Just crossed paths with my CEO coming out of the building, and I said, "Drive safe." And I looked over at his Porsche, and he goes, "Oh man, this thing's like a go-kart. It's great." I'm like, it's all-wheel drive? And he goes, yep. And watching him pull out of the parking lot was amazing.
Oh, that's great. Oh, man. Well, I'm driving along on 37, and nobody's turning their headlights on because they're all dumb. And I sometimes can tell if there's a car in front of me.
I was waiting for the beep. I was told there was supposed to be an earth-shattering beep. Finally got the beep. Yeah, so to do a little bit more reach on what he was driving, because that's a freaking amazing vehicle. It was cool to watch, man. He was, like, drift driving at slow speeds, which was cool. Plus, they were, like, wide open mag wheels, so watching those turn slowly while he was driving sideways in the snow, it was cool. It was cool. Anyway, yeah, in town is fine. I just went to get Taco Bell, because I'm going to be here for a little bit more, but, the hospital's kind of jerking around, discharging my mom. She's doing okay after surgery, but, they're saying they lack the ability to care for somebody who's post-op, and I'm like, she was last time. But so, like, I mean, it's not like they're changing managers or anything, so, like, I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, kind of waiting for them to figure that out. The hospital's like, well, we need to discharge her, and the assisted living place is like, well, we can't take her. I'm like, okay, you guys figure it out. Let me know. I'll drive. Let me know. And they're like, well, what do you mean, let you know? I'm like, well, why don't you call each other and figure it out, because I don't know what to say. It's been a fun day.
Sounds like it. Lovely. Yeah. Man, I'm kind of bummed. I'm like, I just got that new radio, and I haven't even finished figuring it out yet, and I can't look at it or play with it for like 3 days. It sucks.
You got a mobile bracket.
Yeah, I could, but... Yeah. So, the issue is the mobile bit is kind of large and will not fit where I currently have my radio mounted.
I get it. I mean, I could just as easily put one of my 857s in here instead of this one. In fact, I've thought about it a few times. Uncomplicate my antenna setup for sure. And now that I've got a UHF issue, maybe I should do it. But I kind of want to play with that 7250 a little bit. I did power it up the other night, and I mean, it seems fine. But immediately when I turned it on, I'm like, oh, I remember why I didn't like the other one, because the display is just, I don't know, it feels like Casio to me or something.
It's a very basic dual-band single-receive fusion radio. It works pretty good. The internal speaker sucks. The display is okay. But other than that, it's not bad.
I mean, I do like the forward fire speaker. And I put little rubber feet on the mobile bracket so it sits on the desk at a nice little incline facing my face. So, I mean, it sounded fine when I was listening to stuff, but yeah, it's funny because the center of the display is, like, super bright, and then the edges, like, fade out, like, oh, yeah, we should probably put a light back here. Okay, we put a light back here. Send it. I don't know. I might use it for something, but I don't know if I can justify it on my desk with as much room as it takes up. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I guess it depends on that 300, so we'll see. I was hoping to have something I could just kind of keep there and use for monitoring, but... Well, anyway, I pulled back in here, so where are you at these days?
I'm in Mesick right now. I'm taking the bypass road around the roundabout. What? It wants me to go that way. Oh, it wants me to take... No, I'm not going that way. I'm taking 37. Uh-uh. I am not going down 131 because 196 is a nightmare.
Yeah, that's what I hear. They got a handle on the pileup, it sounds like, but not on the road conditions, so it's ripe for another incident.
Yep, I'm not going that way. I'm taking 37 south and then probably hopping on 10 and then taking 31 all the way down. So. Anyway. But the 300 is a nice radio. I don't think you'll have any issues with that other than the screen's a little bit small. That was my only gripe with it, but the screen was kind of small. The rest of the radio is really nice. I like it. You can record, you can put an SD card in it and record audio straight off of the, straight to the SD card, and then play it back in the radio as well, and all that fancy stuff.
Sounds cool. So it's like a legitimate VGC then?
Pretty much. Does ATRS internally, and got a packet port, does all that stuff. The nice thing about it compared to the 400 is it has two separate speaker ports. You don't need that stupid stereo to mono adapter.
Well, according to your APRS beacon, you're only 2 miles north of me, so that's interesting.
Hold on, let me check my, hold on.
It's your 7500, so maybe that's at home or something.
Oh, the 70, that's at work.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, man, you're really close.
No. No, AVMX-2 is the one at work, -3 is the Equinox, and -9 is the Beamer.
Okay, I don't even see -3 on here yet, so. Man, I may have missed you. Oh, no, there you are. I just didn't scroll far enough. Oh, yeah, you're 25 miles south of me, so. Well, anyway, drive safe. I'm going to run back in here.
Sounds good. Holy cow, I can't see this person's taillights. Alright. This is fun. 7-3, NACMH mobile.
Yeah, NACM. KHDYS
mobile.
Are you making it back?
I'm heading south towards Harlan now.
Oh, you're staying the night down there?
Oh yeah, it'll be down there until Wednesday. I'm actually just coming up on Wolf Lake.
There's a bad wreck down there. Did you hear about that? Well, it's been cleaned up now. There's like 100 cars in that involved.
And that's why I'm not taking 131 south. I'm on M37, and I'm taking that way down. I don't really want to deal with that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, I finally got out of there. I just left Kingsley. I'm heading back, so. We ended up making it to Northport, and we're fully loaded. 40,000 pounds, so we're stuck to the ground.
Man, that means you've got traction.
Yeah, we're stuck down. The roads aren't too bad here. There's not that much traffic here, either.
I'm going around the lake here, and, wow, this is the best visibility I've had so far this entire trip. Which is really sad. And the sun's out. Wow, look at that. Things are looking up in
the... Yeah, I just had a tire pull out in front of me here. Great. Am I making it? I'm in, coming into Erie, Peter. Am I making it in all right?
You've got a little bit of frying going on, but you're still perfectly readable.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit, too. Where are you? Where are you at? You're down by,
Kilo Lima 5 Victor, anybody monitoring? Cal 5 VI, I'm clear.
Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, K880X. Anybody on the North Michigan link tonight? Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray will be listening. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, K880X. K880X, Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray on the North Michigan link. K880X will be clear.
Yeah, I hear you calling. I'm getting ready to eat some dinner here. K-A-D-Y-S.
Oh, no worries, buddy. Your reply actually answered my question. I've been calling around testing out this geomagnetic storm we're having. The IRA is completely wasted right now. I can get no reception off that thing. Anyways, I'll let you get back to your dinner there. I appreciate you reaching back out. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray will be standing by listening.
All right. Yep, no problem. Just wanted to make sure somebody got back with you. K8DYS, we're at the ranch eating some dinner. All right, we'll be standing by.
Yeah, you're sounding really, really good, by the way, so I don't think that storm is affecting the local machines around here. K8DYS, we'll be standing by.
At 8 UH.
Good evening, everybody. It is a balmy 9 degrees out. It is time for the Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC, Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Channel 9 Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Channel 9 Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. It will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the Munson 444.35 repeater. If the repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No station, sir. At this time, net control stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Ward, NAWK.
Kevin, KF8AGY.
Mark, Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Bob, KB8, SBJ.
Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-ray, Quebec.
Alright, I think we have a world record for doubles here. So far I've got Mark, 8ZAP, Bob, KB8FDJ, Brad, N8JXQ, Christopher, you were barely getting in there, I didn't get your call sign, and I've got Tony, KE8SBZ. There's probably about 5 or 6 that didn't get in. Please try again.
Ward, NAWK.
Kevin, KF8AGY.
Kilo, Delta 8, with the Alpha Mike.
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-ray.
Scott, WX1J.
Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
All right, we have a few more. We have Ward, NAWK, Kevin, KF8AGY, Caleb, KD8WAM, we've got Jeff, NADX, Scott, WX1J, Mike, W8BBC. Anybody else?
Drake, N8DMH.
And Drake's in there. Anybody else? Well, let's go to the top list with Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
Good
This is Mark, KC8ZAP. Location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, off of M37, and no traffic at Connect Control.
Bob, KB8FEJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8FEJ, located in a very cold 7 degrees and snowy Nesson City, Benzie County. No traffic.
All right, who can beat 7 degrees? Let's go to Brad, NHJXQ. Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
This is NHJXQ on the east side of Traverse City. No traffic.
Christopher, I didn't get your call sign. Why don't you give me a location and check in again, please?
This is Christopher.
Hi, Christopher. You're pretty crackly, but you got in there. Let's go to Tony, TE at FBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Tony, TE at FBZ, Rennie Lake, no traffic.
Ward, NAWK. Ward, your location, any messages to pass?
Ward, NAWK, at Bryant Park, no traffic.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KF8AGY, located on the west end of Spider Lake. I have no traffic other than 8 degrees with a wind chill of minus 3 and snow. Back to you, Net Control.
Caleb, KD8WAM. Caleb, your location, any messages to pass?
KD8WAM here, located southeast of Kalkaska at 1 degree. No traffic.
All right, Caleb's in the lead. All right, let's go to Jeff, NADX. Jeff in Alaska, what's the weather there?
Jeff, NADX, it's 30 degrees and cloudy here. Back to you, Glenn, NADX.
All right, there's something wrong with that. All right, let's go to Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location and any messages to pass.
Good evening, Glenn, and everybody else. This is Scott, WX1J in Traverse City on Washington Street, and I have no traffic to pass. Back to that.
Mike, WDPC, your location, any messages to pass?
Net Control, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, and no traffic. We're in Royal Oak.
And let's go to Drake, NADMH, Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
In Drake, NADMH. Coming to you via Yaesu System Fusion in Holland, Michigan, at the intersection of US 31 and Phelps Street. No traffic. And it's 10 degrees.
All right. So we have a couple of wonderful things coming up. We have Ed Franck, who's going to be presenting for the club meeting that's next week, I believe. Also, we have a swap coming up. And what I really request is T-Barge is really low on funds, and if you have any gear, anything that I could sell at the swap, could you please bring it to the building or bring it to the swap? We could really use it. To anyone who contributes, we are going to be giving away a very shiny Bofung Mini. I've actually programmed it, and it came with little miniature antennas, the things about the pack of cards. A cute little guy. We may have to figure out how to torture it, so stand by. That might be a lot of fun, this maybe a field day, but anyway. If you donate stuff, you're in the drawing for a free Bofung Mini. All right, our digital message is 33 seconds, and again, it's about keep donating to Team Barge. We are shooting for over 8. 9 would be the new record for logging in. Stand by. This is KGTC. Digital message is as follows. is KGTC. If you receive that message, please check in.
KCHZAP, full copy.
KB8SDJ, full copy on two devices.
WX1J, full copy.
Okay.
WVPC, full copy.
WK, full copy.
KB8AM, work full copy.
Kilo, Fox, Fox, 8, Delta, 10, Kilo, negative, copy.
Audrey, KMH, we got it. I don't know if I made it through the first time.
We got you.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, message for Caleb. That information I gave you earlier is the 27th, the end of the month. Sorry about that. K8SBZ.
Gotcha. All right, we had a couple doubles there. I've got Mark, Bob, Scott, Drake, Caleb. Anybody else check in or get the message?
Yeah, KF8AGY, full copy.
Hey, Glenn, did you get me an 8WK?
No, I didn't. I got you now. That brings us to 7. Anybody? Anybody?
VPC, full copy.
Well, I didn't make it in time for the message, but I'll check in. NAC on mobile.
Dang it, Joe, we are going for a record. We have 8 this week. We are increasing our weekly average. We've got to shoot for 9, but everybody, excellent. We do have project night tomorrow. I do have that little Bofung Mini. We could start torturing it there, by the way, if you want to do that. Also, ask me about the T-Mobile Starlink satellite on your phone. I decided to blow $10 and give that a try. So well, that might be interesting. Anyway, join us for Project Night and just hang out and tell stories. Anyway, this is KGTC. I appreciate everybody for checking in. Every week we get better and better. All right, take it away, Cherryland Amateur Radio Club.
Thanks, Glenn. Interested to hear how the Starlink works on your phone. I have the dish and it works great. All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday evening's Amateur Social Hour Net. I mentioned that the use of this repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is KD8WAM, and my name is Caleb. I'll be your net control station this evening using the club call sign, WATPS. The purpose of this net is to connect and build our local ham community, make announcements of local amateur interest, and have fun. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All unlicensed listeners are encouraged to enjoy. Get your license, join us here on the air. For announcements, we have a few upcoming club events, starting with Breakfast with Hams, as Glenn mentioned, at JNS Hamburg, South Airport Road, 9 a.m. 7 p.m. tomorrow, Project Night, at Glenn's office. And don't forget, 1 week from tomorrow, January club meeting, a special presentation by the renowned Dr. Ed Fong and his dual-band antenna, a must for those on the fringe of the repeaters. The meeting on the 27th will also have the club election. And mark your calendars for the 52nd annual ham radio swap and shop on Saturday, February 7th at 8 a.m. For more details, go to cherrylandarc.com. For the next. Before we start the check-in progress, I'll pause the listening for station gaining access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Emergency or priority traffic, please hold on. Unheard. The process for this net is to check in one person at a time. I'll call for check-in, acknowledge the station heard, and then call the next check-in. This procedure allows us to resolve doubles on the spot and make sure we don't miss anyone. Thanks for your patience. We check in 3 groups, portable and short time, echo link, and general check-ins. When checking in, please give your call sign distinctly and your first name. This is W8TPM, Net Control, first portable or short time station. Please call now.
Word, N8WK.
We have you on the list. Next check-in.
Great, N8DMH.
N8DMH, good evening. Next check-in. Joe, NXCN Mobile. You hear the net, Joe. Next check-in.
All right, before we get to the red view, get these short time stations on their way before they run out of time. Starting with NAWK, Ward.
Well, good evening, Caleb and the rest of the gang on the net. This is Ward, NAWK, and I guess I'm wondering why so many guys are on the radio and missing the big football game. and Joe, it sounds like you're on the highway, and I'm just wondering how bad the traffic or how bad the road conditions are at the moment. Well, I sure didn't venture out at all today, and it was mostly a whiteout in front of my house. Well, with that, I'll send it back, Caleb. WABCM, this is NAWK.
Thank you, Ward. It's certainly a good day to not be on the road. I forgot to mention, I was going to pose a question for the net. I am interested in what everyone is planning for Winter Field Day. And over to NADMH, Drake.
Drake, NADMH, good evening. We are in Holland today. And tomorrow and the next day. Coming back. Not tomorrow, but the next day. So, got the hotspot fired up just in time. Actually, it decided to do an auto update in the middle of the T-Barge net, which was just so awesome. And I couldn't get it to stop, so my only option was pull the battery out of it and then put it back in. So, anyway, KF8DMK, I recall you were saying... You said you were over in Torch Lake. I recall hearing you on the 145.19, and you had a really good signal under that, and you're just not making it to 8.6 today. Try the 1.9. It is linked into the 8.6. Give that a shot, and you might have a better signal in. It's really hard to copy. I mean, we could copy, but it was pretty rough. So give that a shot, and then hopefully we can hear you much better. I don't have a whole lot more to report. Caleb, you're killing it. Any EMH?
Watch out for that giant pile up in Holland. I got family down there. Everybody sent in the video. It's a huge pile up, like 100 cars or something stupid like that. So stay off the roads down there. And thanks for noting that repeater up there. I didn't realize Christopher was in Torch Lake. My old stomping grounds. NACN, go. Hey, NACN Mobile. Glad I got a chance to check in. I usually run out of time because my house usually sounds like what I heard in the background there. So, and then at that point I'm like, why am I doing this? So, good evening to everyone on the net. Yeah, Ward, I'm mobile now. I'm on the way back home. I'm gonna try to listen when I get there, but yeah, 95% certainty I'm gonna get requisitioned real quick. So, anyway, glad to be able to check in. But, Ward, yeah, the roads, I haven't really left town today. I've been all over town today. And it started out right around 8 o'clock, 8:15, up until around 9:30. We had about 10 feet visibility, 15 feet when it wasn't gusting. And then it got way better. And, like, now I can see all the way down south Airport Road without a problem. There's no precipitation. But the roads are still pretty slick. There's still a lot of standing snow here and there. It's not real slushy. It's actually pretty grippy in most places. So it's not so bad now, but most of the day it was pretty rotten. So, but Drake has been further than I have, and I think if Ryan is around and he checks in, he drove all the way from Omena to Elk Rapids and I think somewhere else after that, so there'll be some good road reports, I'm sure, but nothing terrible to hear in town anyway. In fact, most things are okay right now, so if you need to make a midnight run. Myself, I'm just about home. I hope I can listen some more, but hey, glad I finally got the transmit. NHCN, thanks for letting me check in back to that. Well, thanks for dropping in, Joe. Yeah, my kid's a little grumpy tonight, so. Oh, well, what can you do? Don't really have a... Yeah, road reports are appreciated. My neighbor is planning to drive to Texas tomorrow night, weather permitting, so that should be interesting.
And that wraps up our short time check-ins. Glad to hear you on the net, Joe. Before we get to the rest of you, well, now conversations in the Echolink are all-star. We can expect a 10-second keydown delay. Be ready for that. First Echolink or all-star station, please call now.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
NADX, Jeff, glad you're on the net. Looks like Jeff gets this section all to himself. Go ahead, Jeff, up in Alaska.
Oh, is it my turn now, Caleb?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, sorry, I thought I might go to general check-ins first. But, no, this is Jeff, Seward, Alaska. I was out in Port Grand the last couple weeks, which we had celebrations for masking, which is Russian New Year, which is last week. And then before that, December 7th, 10th, we had Starring, which is Russian Christmas. And it was fun to be out there, except everyone, a lot of people have respiratory illness. Almost everyone did. And that, and we had very cold temps, but things are warmed up. We're back up to 30 degrees, and I got the drain pipe for the garage unthawed and got the new heat tape in there. So that'll help. It'll give me a few more years before I have to replace it again. And, yeah, it's just a beautiful day. And that, we have five students that will be testing for their technician on Wednesday at noontime here, be 4 o'clock Eastern. And hopefully we'll get a little more activity in the area. And let's see, that's, I get to go back to work tomorrow. So I hope everyone's having a good start of the week, and hope you stay warm there and keep those roads clear. Back to you, Caleb at NDX.
Yeah, roger that, Jeff. I went to the hardware store the other day, thankfully not for frozen pipes. And the second I walked into the plumbing section, the owner came over to ask me if my pipes were frozen. Apparently they had a flood of people when they had that cold, their pipes, and had to go to the hardware store and fix it. And you're right, normally I would go right to the general check-ins, and I just didn't for reasons unknown to me. But we'll do that now. Stand by for all regular check-ins. First check-in, please call that control now.
Christopher, Kilo, Fox.8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Chris, KFA, DMK, got you on the net. You sound a little better. Next check-in.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
KF8, AGY, on the list. Next check-in.
Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-ray, Quebec.
NAJXQ, on the list. Next check-in.
Kilo, Delta 8, November, Hotel, Nicholas.
KU8NH, you are checked in. Next check-in.
P-K-8-W-Q-K.
Good evening, P-K-8-W-Q-K. Next check-in.
Charlie,
I believe I heard Kilo, Charlie 8, Zulu, Alpha, Foxtrot. Is that correct?
The last for you, Zulu, Alpha, Papa.
A little question. And the other station that called at the same time, go ahead.
Kilo Alpha 8, Hotel Yankee Echo, Edgar.
Edgar, I missed the last three of your call. Can I ask for that again?
Hotel Yankee Echo.
H-Y-E. I don't believe I've written that call down before. So welcome to the net, Edgar. Next check-in.
Scott Whiskey, X-ray 1, Juliet.
WX1J, got you down. Next check-in.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu, Tony.
KE8SBZ. I had to think for a minute. I always get all the Sierra Bravo calls all messed up in my head. Next check-in. Whew. That is a nice starting list. Went pretty smoothly, though. All right, starting with Kilo Fox 8, Delta Mike Kilo, Chris. I'll be curious to hear if you're coming in on the repeating the Drake mention. Go ahead.
This is Chris Kruske at AT&T. I am still on the 86 repeater here. I am located in Boston. I'm
know tonight is not normal for me. That's why I'm not going to see it clearly. But I did switch out some adapters hooking my radio to the coax, and that's why I'm going to be here. Break. So, I was able to successfully acquire a new radio to replace my issues that took a dump on me. So I am in the process of getting my new PowerWorks radio set up in my base station in the house, but I've not been able to acquire a mic for it yet. But as soon as I have that up and running, I have to be back up to full power. Other than that, big news around the place here is that I finally got a concrete floor poured in my addition the other week before the weather turned nasty. So now I can continue to work on the addition on my house. So that's all I've got. Back to you, Net Control. This is Chris, just stay up 18.
Roger that. I have yet to find an adapter that I was happy with for those SMA connectors on the UV5Rs. Was it the Yaesu the Yaesu radio that you said you didn't have a microphone for?
No, the new radio that I'm going to be using is a PowerWorks. It's the PowerWorks commercial radio.
Roger that. I was going to offer you a Yaesu mic if you needed it. I've got one that's in definitely not new shape, but it's still functional. Alrighty, thanks for checking in, Chris. Glad to hear your additions getting ready to go well. KF8AGY, Kevin, you're next.
Yeah, this is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on Spider Lake. The only thing I got to report tonight is that Zygu last week turned around my replacement radio request in 2 days. It showed up on Saturday, I believe, and plugged it in, did some rudimentary testing, closed a few QSOs, and the next day I went to test digital modes, and lo and behold, everything works now. The radio does transmit for the full transmit cycle on ST8, ST4. Last night I logged about 12 contacts, and I probably got just as many in the log between those two modes tonight. So 1.81 release on that radio, fixed it, made it fully operational, and I don't see a need to update firmware at this point, so everything's good. That's all I've got to report for tonight. Net Control, WATCM, this is KF8AGY, back to you.
Roger, roger. That sounds fantastic. I had a little bit of issue with digital transmitting in mine, but it was because I was getting RFI back in the shack, and it was cutting off my transmit, my serial transmit controls. But I was moved up to 20 meters, and that worked fine when I was out the other night doing PSK31. So I guess I'll do the winter field day on PSK 20 meters. And again, I am very interested to hear what y'all are doing for winter field day. I'm going to be operating from my shack, but pretty excited about it. I haven't actually participated in winter field day yet. Over to NHJXQ, Brad. You're up next.
Good evening, Caleb and Annette. This is NHJXQ. Hey, Ward, if you're still out there, we're looking for Ward N8WK. I need to touch base with you. So if you're still listening, I recognize that you did sign in a short time. If you're still hearing, listening, would you try to contact me or call me at this repeater after the net closes? Caleb, I haven't got a clue. I haven't given any thought about winter field day. Just fill me in. Tell me when it's at, when it's going to be coming up, and I'll get it on my calendar. So back to you, Caleb. This is NHJXQ.
Roger that, Brad. Winter field day looks like a pretty interesting event. The idea is to simulate a winter emergency and preferably operate portable, outdoors, whatever, emergency power. You get extra points for all that stuff, but certainly not required to. And it's on all the bands except the WARC bands, and it's on all the modes except FT8 and FT4.
They had a specific reason for that. Oh, because it's an emergency simulation and you can't exchange information on ST-8 and ST-4. They exclude those modes. So I'll probably run RTTY since I finally figured out how to get my radio to actually run FSK, not AFSK for RTTY. I don't know why, but I've always had a fixation of getting that to actually work. So I decided to do that. Over to KD8NH. And I didn't write your name down here. I don't think I heard it. I should know that. I know you. All right, go ahead, KD8NH.
All right, yeah, Caleb, and you got a long list of people. Don't worry about forgetting my name tonight. Name here is Nicholas, and thanks a lot for taking the net. I got a lot to talk about for Winter Field Day to share with the net here. I think that I'm going to be operating out in Alberta, hopefully off of the Green Point Bluff. Elevation starts at somewhere around like 500, I think, out there above the the Michigan Lake, they call it sea level or whatever. I have my Ford van running generator power. Let's see, I'm going to be doing VHF, 2 meter, 6 meter, 10 meter through 80 meter. We have NFED long wire antennas, inverted V. Some J-pole and some homemade VHF 6 meter antennas that we're running. Got a diesel heater instead of using the heater to the van, so one of those Vever diesel heaters. I'm going to break for just a sec, let my radio not time out. I got my friend, who's a new ham. I don't think he's checked into the net yet, but he's probably listening. So this will be his first, like, contest-type atmosphere, you know, so I'll have him next to me doing some of the stuff. I got my extra class license so many years ago, so I can really get out there and make some contacts if I want to. I'm also transmitting from in my house right now on the Baofeng, 5RH Pro, and I've got, like, the long antenna on it, so I'd like a signal report if I'm done with my transmission. And I do encourage any radio operators who have HF capabilities to at least jump on and give some of us out there in the field some contacts for us to play around with. I hope everybody else is having a good contacts, and I wish you all 73s. Caleb, thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. Back to you. KD8NH.
Oh, wow. You really got it going on over there, Nick. Thanks for clarifying the name. I do recognize your call, I promise. Yeah, you're right. It was a long list. That sounds like a lot of fun. So if you'll get a nice high score, you should at least get the 6-band multiplier and the deployed antennas, you know, operating outside. That's a big one. I'm gonna have to fetch a generator from somewhere and run that just to get the extra multiplier. I don't think I can even get 6 bands because I don't have any. I probably won't be able to get a 70-centimeter contact. But yeah, it looks like a fun event. Lots of fun. I can run all digital because they're worth 2 points each. Order K8WQK, Pete.
Well, hello, Caleb. Yeah, thanks for picking me up. Thanks for doing the net. You got a good crowd in here. This is Pete in Elk Rapids, KWQK. Not a lot to report. I was in and out of town today and made it safely around. But I did notice that, the roads weren't great, but they weren't terrible, and traffic was way down, and most folks were driving reasonably, which was kind of nice. So there you go. No specific plans for Winter Field Day beyond staying warm. Yeah, which means I'll be operating, if at all, from the inside of the house. But yeah, we'll find something to do. Like you said, we got to help those that are taking this play. So look forward to breakfast tomorrow morning as usual. KWQK, thank you, Caleb.
Well, roger that, Pete. Maybe we can find you on 70 centimeters and check that band down for the multiplier. Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa, you're up next.
Well, good evening, Caleb, and the rest of the Monday evening caller net. This is Mark, KC8VAP. I'll keep it short and just give you a report. We're still in the single digits over here
on the positive side of zero, and about maybe, I don't know, 8 inches of snow and drifting. So there it is. I thought about winter field day and went over and turned up my thermostat 2 degrees. So this is KCHCAP, back to net control.
Yeah, we are just barely on the positive side of zero. I think we last that we went outside and we received 10 inches just today, so we're pretty well buried over here in Kalkaska. Kilo Alpha 8, Hotel Yankee Echo. Edgar, I must say I probably ought to have heard you by now, but I've been awfully sparse on this repeater for a while. Got things get busy over here. So, good to meet you, and welcome to the net.
Thank you. And you guys all sounded pretty good. Thanks for taking the net. And I don't know when winter field day is, so but probably would do it from inside of the house. But I might be able to make contact with you. Nice to hear everybody on the net tonight. Some old friends and new friends. Be able to get a little more active in the bands here again. Back to Matt. This is KAHYE.
Roger that. Winter Field Day is this weekend, starting at 1800 UTC, Saturday the 24th. It would be wonderful to work you on the AM band. Over to WX1J, Scott.
Hey, good evening, Caleb. Thanks for taking the net tonight. You're doing an awesome job as usual, so it's really a lot of fun to have you on the air and giving us your special twist of flavor for a great net. Specific to the winter field day, I had plans this weekend for my grandchildren, the group from Maine. There's many, but the group from Maine were flying out. They were going to spend the weekend skiing. Well, it turns out because of the cold weather, we've decided to push that back a couple of weeks till it gets a little warmer. So that means that the winter field day weekend is now suddenly open. So I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to do that from, either here inside the quiet of my own little shack, or from our cabin up at Boyne, and I'm not sure where exactly that's going to work. But one suggestion I'll do is, I'll send you a email with my phone number and email address, and you can send me somewhere during the day, send me your frequencies, and I'll see if I can connect with you on VHF 6 meters and HF. The other thing I'll send you as a note for DX Summit, which is a great place for anyone to post themselves or to spot themselves, and it tells you what frequency you're at, and people can update that. So that may be a good way to kind of make sure you're covering all of your frequencies, and I'd be certainly glad to help with that. So that's about it for me. I will see people at breakfast tomorrow morning, and again tomorrow night at the project night. Be kind of fun. Report in on a new antenna I built, so that'll be kind of fun. Talk to you all soon. Good evening, everybody. This is WX1J. Back to net, WATCM, WX1J.
Everybody, that's Scott. Glad to hear you'll be on the air for Winter Field Day. And thanks for the reminder about DX Summit. I really have not messed with spotting very much, but I may have to do that, although Winter Field Day does kind of discourage internet spotting. KSBV, Tony, you are at the bottom of the list.
This is Tony K at SBZ. That's where I belong, at the bottom of the list today. Been getting over a little bit of a head cold here. You're doing a great job tonight, Caleb, as always. And with you and anyone else involved in Winter Field Day, great success this weekend. I have no plans for Winter Field Day. I understand there's a lot of solar activity going on right now, Solarex flares and what have you, that may be affecting some propagation around the area, particularly starting, I think, about tomorrow. So I hope that the planets are kind of in a strange alignment right now. I hope that for that contest that the stars are in alignment for all you guys. And I'll just hand it back over to you. And hopefully someone that has not checked in any new hams will have a chance to check in and have a chance to record. This is KESBZ. Back to you, Caleb.
Roger that, Tony. You're just at the bottom of the first, but we still got to go around again. Yeah, I heard that Aurora was about to start getting all excited. I was thinking about running out to the shack to see if I can make any auroral contacts on 6 meters. I have yet to make a contact via auroral propagation, so that's a goal for me at some point. Alrighty, we have reached the bottom of the list. Time for round two. It's W8TPM, and I'll listen for any additional check-ins. If you've not checked in to the Monday evening social hour net and wish to do so, please check in now. Well, look at that. Looks like everyone got in on the first round. Is there anyone who wants to offer any comments, questions, inquiries, or announcements for the MeshNet?
KF8AGY, recheck.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I did notice I got a couple of K-index rising alerts today, but I've also just completed probably about 24 QSOs between FT8 and FT4 on 40 meters. So it's not affecting us here. But then again, I'm probably pushing about 90 watts out there, so that may have something to do with it. Anyway, K-index is going up, solar activity is going up, it's been pretty busy, but I guess we'll get lucky. That's it, that's all I have. WATCM, this is KF8AGY.
90 watts, FT4 is crazy work. Thanks for the report, Kevin. Anyone else? All right, with no further check-ins, time to conclude the net. I'd like to thank everyone for being here this evening. I look forward to speaking with you all next week. Or on the SmashNet at 9 a.m. Sunday at 3.953 MHz. This is KD8WAM operating this evening as Net Controller Operator under the clip call, W8TCM. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater immediately following the T-Barge net. I'll now close the MeshNet and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, and good evening to all.
N8WK, N8WK, this is N8JXQ, over. N8WK, N8WK, this is N8JXQ, over. Nothing heard, N8JXQ clear.